Okay, tonight is Monday, March the 24th, or Yud Chet Adar Sheni. This is the Gemara Shir. We're on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. Just one he'ara on the previous Gemara, and then we will focus on the halach of Kola, Patim and Asuka. Why? But let's see what's happening here. The previous Gemara, which we learned last week, cited the case of Shomer Ginos Upardesin, smack in the middle of the page, that people who watch gardens and vineyards, Pturim Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla, that the, as opposed to Shomer Ha'ir, who were putter from sukkah only while they were working, shomer ginos, people who were watching fields, are putter from sukkah during the day as well as at night. Ask the Gemara, why can't they make a sukkah out on the field where they are posted? The land of sukkah hasa. Two answers were provided. Abaye says, teshu kein taduru, which Rashi explained, we had a machloikis what it means. Rashi explained that teshu kein taduru meant that it's just somewhat of a pain in the neck to ask somebody to schlep all of their utensils to a sukkah which is going to be quite a distance away from their house. We understand that we make a sukkah in our backyard or a couple of blocks away, okay. But if your sukkah is, if you live in one area and you're just designated to watch a field who knows how many miles away, it's a very big, it's very tedious to expect somebody to carry all of his stuff all across to schlep, his bed, his utensils. That was the exemption. Others said the exemption was that if it was, that we don't, we're going to demand that you do so before Yontif, because you have plenty of time before Yontif to cover it. But what happens if it starts pouring in the middle of Yontif? You know, we can take all our stuff out right next door, put it back into the house, and nothing gets ruined. But if you don't have your house right next door, everything is going to get ruined. So therefore, the Chachamim exempted it. And Rava said no, because Pirtza Korah Laganov. He quoted a pasuk which said that a Pirtza, a breach, is an invitation for a ganav. What does that mean? If you're slipping in your sukkah, that's an invitation for the ganav to come while you're not looking. Very simple. It's a very big invitation. So Tysus pointed out that don't think that Rava doesn't hold the halakha of Teishu came to Duru. Tysus points this out. Look, it's a little Tysus, but Tysus says something. Look at the Pirtza Kairo Laganav, the fourth Tysus on the page. Lav Nishum the Leslay Larava Drusha the Teshu came to Duru. The Brysi, that everybody has to agree the Teshu came to Duru. So Tysus just says that, but other Rishinim, the Ritva in particular, takes it one step further. What's the next question that you would be tempted or inclined or should ask? Once we know for a fact that Rava agrees to the halakha of Teishu came to Duru, what question do you now ask? What does he mean? Pirtza Kairo Lagana for? What do you mean to play it out? Say it's a halakha in sukkah. Teishu came to Duru. End of discussion. End of discussion. What does he mean? This little thing. Oh, you're tempting the gun. Apparently, Rava believes that Teishu came to Duru might not apply. And we're going to understand today why it might not apply in a fundamental machlokes concerning Teishu came to Duru. Please, if you will now just look at the source sheet that I gave you, I apologize, the first page didn't come out that well. Did not come out that well. Sorry about it. I'll read the first page with you. It's Simin Tafresh Mem in the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch Seif Dal, and it'll continue on the next page where it's a lot easier.
I have one for him. The
Mechaber
says, "Mitzta'er
Pata Min Asuka." That somebody who is a Mitzta'er is Pata Min Asuka. Hu velo misham shav. This is going to be important for a minute. We're going to put this around in Keshula for a minute, because this is in distinction to what? To a chole. A chole u misham shav aktur min asukah, but a mitzta'er, somebody who's just not comfortable, so his attendants are chayiv in sukkah. But somebody who's ill is exempt from sukkah plus his attendants. We'll see the difference in just a couple of minutes, but that's not really related tonight. Adds the Ramah, avo balayla rishona afilu mitzar chayiv leachol shom kizayitz. We will have this later on. Again, it's not focused my attention. The machloikis between the Ramah and the overwhelming majority of Rishonim who believe that mitzta'er is patur not only all days of Yantav, but even the first night. Even the first night. But the Ramah paskins like a minority of Rishonim who claims that if it's mitzta'er, if there are any reasons whatsoever, we will exempt you from sukkah day one through day seven. But not the first night. You must eat in the sukkah the first night. We all know of that experience, if it's pouring and so on and so forth. We wait and we eat in the sukkah until chatzos. Fine. Ezel mitza'er. And here is where the Mechaber and the Ramah will be quoting a Mordechai. Ezel mitza'er. Vos eis mitza'er. Ze she'eno yachol lishon b'sukkah. Mimnei haruach. Because of the wind. It's too cold. Mimnei hazvuvim. Parozim, or these are flies and mosquitoes, the coyotes, Abraham, mibnei horeyach, extinct. Vidavka says the Mechaber, shebo lo hatsa'ar b'mikra acher she'oso shom hasukah. It happens to be that what? That it you built your sukkah in a good place, suddenly it decided, it was windy. You couldn't anticipate it. Suddenly there's a skunk that let off its smell and you can't sit there any longer. Avol ein lo la'aso sukaso l'chatchila b'makam ha'reach ha'ruach v'loma mitzta'er ani. You can't necessarily build your sukkah in a place where it's very windy, in a place where it smells, and then claim, you know what, here is my sukkah, and now I'm mitzta'er, I'm patur from sukkah, all sukkahs.
What about cold?
What?
About cold.
We'll see, same thing.
Let's see, you live in a climate that you know in advance it's going to be cold out.
Okay, but that you can't control. So it's not that you could have made it someplace else.
You patur anyway.
You patur, except maybe the first night. We'll see. V'im nadaramo'ed. V'im osa mitchila b'makam she'estar ba'achila o b'shtia. O b'shena. O she'i efshar la'asos lo echad mehem b'sukkah. Machmas b'misyorei me'listim o ganavim kishahu b'sukkah. Eino yotze ba'os ha'sukkah klal. Afilu b'dvarim shelo mitzta'er b'hem. Meaning, let's assume you have a sukkah which you can go ahead and eat in it. You can. Because during the day, robbers are not, they don't run around in this neighborhood. Robbers are not frequent in this neighborhood. But they are at night. So during the day, your sukkah is built for what? Is a perfectly acceptable place to eat. But you built it in a place where what? Well, you can't sleep. Why can't you sleep? Because I need mitzta'er. I'm afraid that somebody's going to come and rob me in the middle of the night. Says the Ramah, not only will you not get away with your excuse of mitzta'er in such a sukkah, in relationship to sleeping, but what else will you not get away with in such a sukkah? You can't even eat in this sukkah. Even though when you're eating in the sukkah, I'm not mitzta'er. I'm not mitzta'er. I'm sitting here perfectly okay. Well, let's say you have the other situation. The mosquitoes are only here during the day. At night, there are no mosquitoes. So I can't eat here during the day. And what will I do? I'll sleep. But I'll sleep in this sukkah. Says the Mordechai, if you can't do
everything in the sukkah, then even those items which you can do, such a sukkah is not good enough. And you will not be mitkayim the mitzvah of sukkah, of eating in the sukkah, despite the fact that you can sleep in this particular sukkah at night. That's the contribution of the Mordechai. No, because it's teishu ke'en kadu. So now I'm going to, that's the Mordechai's opinion, and the Ramah quotes it. However, and now we're going to see what the machloikis is, and then we'll go right back to this kimono. However, not everyone agrees. The Chacham Tzvi quotes a whole bunch of people. Avnei Nezer quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Everybody quotes this Chacham Tzvi, who says that, here is your case, says, yeah, the case is, yeah, somebody built a sukkah just for Achila. Somebody built another sukkah for Shena. The sukkah is good enough to protect him from the wind. The one sukkah which he built for eating is good enough to protect him during the day, so he will eat in that sukkah. At night it gets very windy, so he built a second sukkah in a place where there is no wind. Says the Mordechai, says the Avnei Nezer, says the Chacham Tzvi, quotes many others, you yotzei the mitzvah in both cases. Because you ate in this sukkah and it was not windy during the day, and you slept in another sukkah where it wasn't windy either. Because you built the second sukkah in an area where there isn't much wind. So it exactly in against the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if you can't sleep in the location where you ate because it's windy, you can't even be in the kind of mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And the Chacham Tzvi disagrees and says no. One has nothing to do with the other. So what is the machloikis here? How to understand the halach of Teishu Ken Tadu? Is it a din in the Gavra, or is it a din in the Chetza? The Mordechai believes that Teishu Ken Taduru is a din in the Chetza. That the way you build and construct your sukkah is similar to what? To the way you build a residence in your house. Now, nobody builds a residence so that he will be able to eat in his house, but at night he's got to go to another house because it's too windy. You don't build a residence that way. When you build a residence, what do you do in a residence? You build the type of residence which enables you to do all of the regular activities of a home. Therefore, says the Mordechai, that if I build my sukkah in an area which it's not windy during the day, but it is very windy at night, so not only will I not be able to be in the midst of sleeping in such a sukkah, and I'm not going to be exempt, but I can't even be in the midst of achila, because this sukkah, heifishkin sukkah, since this sukkah is not capable of protecting me at night for a comfortable shluch, therefore it's lacking in the halacha of what a patient came to do. If I have mosquitoes during the day, so the fact that I cannot eat during the day in this residence denies its status as a sukkah, as a dira, even for my comfortable sleeping without mosquitoes at night. Whereas the Chacham Tzvi is of the opinion that the halacha of Teishu Ke'en Taduru has nothing to do with what? With the object, with the heftza per se. It's a halacha in the mitzvah of yeshiva. My fulfilling of a mitzvah should be Ke'en Taduru. So, now, would I eat in this particular location? Yes, why would I not eat in this particular location? I would. Why? Because during the day, it's not windy here. So at night, I wouldn't sleep here. So I would not creep it. Therefore, I'm not going into this sukkah at night. I'm going into what? Into a different sukkah. So therefore, there is a machloikis where the teshu ke'ein toduru is the halacha in the gavra or in the chetz. Just give me one more second. Now go back and tell me what the machloikis is. Why did Abaye say that shomer ginos upardesim is a factor here? And why is it that Rava said shomer ginos upardesim could not be exempt from sukkah based on teish kiduru, and therefore you have to come up with this pirza kaira of the God? Tell me who holds what now, Rabbi. Who holds not? Who holds what? Who holds what? Abaye obviously believes that the definition of Teshu Kein Tadiru is a mitzvah in the Gavra. It's a din in the Gavra. This sukkah is a perfect sukkah. It's a perfect sukkah. What's the problem? I can't be bothered to schlep all of my stuff, my bedding, my utensils from my house all the way to the sukkah. Nope. Therefore Abaye says you're potter. Because Abaye believes that the halacha of Teshu Ke'en Toduru centers around what? The mitzvah yeshiva. Since I can't enjoy my sukkah, I can't live in it the way I would reside in my house, I would never reside in my house without my bed. I would never reside in my house without my dishes. How do you expect me to get my dishes there? And I would never reside in a house that if something happens in my sukkah, I should have the opportunity to bring it into my house right away in case it shouldn't get wet. But if it's on the parvay, I don't enjoy that luxury. Rava believes, however, sure Rava believes in the halach of Teshu Kein Toduru. But Rava's understanding of the halacha of Teshu Kein Toduru is that it's a din in defining the mahut, the quality of the sukkah. So now, when you look at this sukkah which the shomer of the gan, the shomer of the pardes made, is there anything deficient in this sukkah concerning anything? There's nothing. It stands up to the wind. It stands up to everything. There are no flies. There are no mosquitoes in it. Therefore, Rava said, Teshu Kein Toduru cannot impact upon what? Upon his exemption for what? For the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, Bidalet Breira, what did Rava now have to summon in order to exempt his shomer from a sukkah? From sukkah? Pirtza Kaira Lagana. That what? Based on this other thing. He's not going to be able to do his job properly. Why? Because the minute what? He goes into the sukkah, the minute he goes into the sukkah, the Ganav is going to come, and he can't do his job. And whenever you can't do your job, the halacha grants you an exemption, because doing your job is your most important responsibility. Well, just as important as doing a mitzvah for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you have to do your job, you do your job. And that's it. So therefore we understand, even though Kaisvis comments, yes, Rava holds of this halacha, so the Ritva asks, so why did he quote it? It's a much more relevant halacha than Prince of Kari Lagana. The answer is, because this understanding of Teshu Kein Toduru has no application in this case. Because Teshu Kein Toduru only is a halacha that qualifies use of the sukkah, as is demonstrated in this machloikis between the Mordechai, which is cited by the Ramah, and the Chacham Tzvi, who claims that the Mordechai is wrong. So you see, that's a very important machloikis. Yes?
Why are the Chacham Tzvi and the other ones passing like a bayi?
Why are they passing like a bayi?
Yeah.
It's not that they're passing. That's a good question. Then it seems like they're passing from the reason. That's correct. Normally I pass it like Rava against Abaye. But Rava and Abaye are not arguing here in Halacha. There's no obligation upon me to pass it like Rava because I like his svara. When do I pass it? This is the truth. Whenever there are Klolei Hora. Klolei Hora is how to pass in the Halacha. Abaye and Rava are not arguing whether the Shomer Dinus of Hardesim is Potter. The Brisa said that already. Rava and Abaye are only about a reason. You're allowed to, you don't have to, I don't like your svar. That's not subject to the governance that we always paskin like Rava, except the Yalki God. Yeah.
Where
it's only
built on his terrace, on his bedroom, because it's closer to the bathroom, it's closer to his closet. So in that case, even though he couldn't be downstairs, he'd be upstairs. He'd want to be upstairs. So it would be, the Mordechai
would probably step down too. What do you mean? That sukkah upstairs would be too sukkah. It's just convenient.
That was a
chesed gadol. No, but why would the Mordechai disqualify a sukkah? In the case of the Mordechai, it was not suitable for one. You can sleep in 20 different sukkahs, as long as every single sukkah has the capacity to service every one of your needs. Correct. That's correct. And in fact, one of the proofs that the Chacham Tzvi uses against the Mordechai is the halacha as follows. We all learned many light years ago, that what? And what's the smallest sukkah available? Zayin al Zayin. Very nice. One of the functions of a sukkah, as we will learn in the Mishnah, is that you're supposed to be litayel, the sukkah sukkah. That means when you do your laps, you shouldn't do it on the treadmill on sukkahs, don't go walking, what do you do? Don't go on a bike, nothing. You do your laps in the sukkah. So the Chamsi says, I want to see you do laps in a sukkah that's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and have your table in it and everything. I want to see you do something. So apparently, there's no such relationship between having a sukkah with what, where it has to match everything. This sukkah is not big enough for tiyul, so you won't be in the tire. That's all. It obviously is a function of allowing certain considerations, certain activities. And therefore he said it's not an obligation. That's number one. Yes.
According to the Chacham Tzvi, if I only make one slipper, do I call it eat, but not make another one to sleep, would you also say that's okay?
Absolutely not. Because you're chayiv to sleep in the sukkah. So if this sukkah is not capable of allowing you to sleep, because it's too cold, too many flies, whatever it is, you're not yoitz in the midst of eating.
Okay, so and
whether you choose to sleep or not is not the Mordechai's issue.
No, I'm talking about the Chacham Tzvi.
The Chacham Tzvi.
If you only have one sukkah.
Correct. And it's only available for what?
During the daylight.
Good, so eating it, and then you...
It's still good?
Of course it's still good, 100%.
So I was thinking maybe it's just because I'm affording myself to be able to...
No, absolutely not. If you can't, if you don't have a sukkah that's available to make you comfortable at night, okay, so you will fail to be Mekayin and Mitzvah Sasei. But the fact that you ate, you are Mekayin and Mitzvah Sasei of eating. Yeah. In this particular case, no. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says, the Ramah passes against it. He passes like the Mordechai. What did you see in Israel?
Like you mentioned that on their terrace people have sukkahs that are just 10 tefachim high and they sleep in it.
So what's wrong with it? Can you sleep in it?
Yes.
Can you eat in it?
No.
You can't eat in it?
You
Why not?
Lie in it.
You can only lie on it?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm high enough. You can't even sit on your...
Is it bigger than Zayin al-Zayin tefachim?
Yes.
Good. Then it's big enough. Because the Gemara somehow imagined us that we, human beings, can get into a sukkah that is 7 tefachim high by 7 tefachim wide. So that's it. By 10 tefachim high, 7 tefachim wide, 7 tefachim long.
Yes, definitely that size. But
okay. Okay. Well, the Gemara says you can eat that way too. Mecha seba. That's all. You lean on it. That's it. I know. According to the Gemara, it's a good sukkah. Not. Again, the Mordechai doesn't demand that you have only one sukkah. As long as it's theoretically ra'ui. This is theoretically ra'ui, according to the Gemara, to eat as well. You mean to tell me you can't eat?
Lie down.
Good. So who said so you lie down?
Why is that better than being mitzvah from cold?
Because cold is an extraneous situation. Why are you being mitzvah here? Because what? So then make it bigger. But the Gemara doesn't say that you have to be comfortable when you eat. The Gemara says you have to be able to eat. Well, if you can lie down and eat, you can lie down and eat. Don't forget, that's the way they always ate. They ate on these cots and they lied down.
Yeah, but at some point, isn't it mitzvah subjective?
It's mitzvah, he gave example, to elements, wind, bugs, smell, not because I don't feel comfortable. What happens if a guy says, you know, I just don't feel comfortable in the chair I'm sitting in? Is he spotting the star? Because he's not sitting in his loaf, in his recliner. He can't get that into the sukkah. That's going to be the star put him in a sukkah? No. Point number one. Point number two. I mentioned to you last Tosis, last week at the end of the shiur, rush through it. Tosis v'afilu chosh pe'enav. The next Gemara said, which we just started, Tana Rabbanan, Chole She'omru, Lo Chole She'esh by Sakana, El Afilu Chole She'ein by Sakana. Okay, just one second. Please, for one second, based on what I just said, please go to the Rambam, next two pages. And with what we just said, we'll take care of the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. Look at Halacha Dalet, and then on the next page, after you see Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, tell me. Then look at Halacha Hey, Dalet and Hey. Dalet and Hey. Whose reason does the Rambam cite as the exemption for the Shomrei Ginos of Pardesim?
Rabbis.
Very nice. What halacha does the Rambam quote then in Halacha Hey? What halacha does the Rambam quote in Halacha Hey? He doesn't use the words, but it's the basis of it. What is the halacha? Keshu came to the room. Exactly. So Lecha Mishnah asks the Kasha, once he has, on the bottom, Lecha Mishnah says, ask the question, was the Rambam need the Pirtsa Kari Laganov, if what? If he just, he himself quotes Halacha, Peshul came to Duru.
Yeah.
The answer is, we know why. Because the Peshul came to Duru might not apply in this particular case. It's very simple. That's why. Lecha Mishnah can't understand, what does the Rambam need? What is the explanation for it? It's right there. So that completes that particular issue. You have Rambam quoting Halacha Hey, then Halacha Dalet, because first of all, Lecha Mishnah's Kasha is taken care of. Okay, let me invite them. So now the Gemara says, sick people and those attending, Choylu u'misham shehem, pturim in asukah. Tana Rabbanan, Chole she'omru, loy choyle she'esh by sakana, el afilu chole she'ein bo sakana, Afilu chash be'enav, v'afilu chash be'roshal. Very nice. Take a look at Tosfos, and then I will ask you to look, if you happen to back at the Gemara, you have to piske Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. Afilu chash be'enav. Afal pi she'en bo sakonas ayin, the sakonas. Here it says sakonas aver ki sakonas nefashos afilu lechalal of his hashabbos. The Rashash says that it's the Rashash. Who is it? Yeah, because there's a little dot over the little Zion over there. What does the Zion send you to? Yeah, on the side Hagos v'tziyunim. The Rashash says it should read sakonas ayin. Kisakonas nefashos. Sakonas ayin, not sakonas aver, kisakonas nefashos. Sakonas ayin. So now, substitute the word ayin for aver. So now I reread the Tosfos. Afal pi she'ein bo sakonas ayin. The exemption for sukkah is if your eye is bothering you. Even though there is no fear that what? You're going to lose your eye. Nonetheless, you are exempt from sukkah. Because on the odd, if there was danger that what? You might lose your vision. I don't need this Gemara to tell me that you're exempt from sukkah. Why? Disakanas ayin kisakanas nefashos. Because the danger of losing sight is treated like what? Sakanas nefashos. And afilu lecharas hashabbos. And that's why in the back of the Gemara, at the very end of Gemara, if you have a regular Gemara, not, I don't think the art scroll carries the Piskei Tosfos in the back, but in the back of the Gemara, in Piskei Tosfos, it says black on white. Black on white. In entry Nunches, second parak, entry Nunches, Chole Chosh Be'enav, Afilu Ein Bo Sakanas Ayin Potter. Sakanas Ayin, Ki Sakanas Nefoshos, L'chal Lovis HaShabbos. Sakanas Ayin, Ki Sakanas Nefoshos. Right. This is consistent with Shita Satoises expressed prominently by the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar. Namely, that under ordinary circumstances, Sakanas Eiver is not considered Sakanas Nefashos. It's not. Only Sakanas Ayin is considered Kisakanas Nefashos. And normally, in order to be Michal Shabbos, you need real Sakanas Nefashos. But if somebody's possibly going to lose a limb, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you cannot be Doi for Shabbos, despite the fact that you risk running, losing a limb. Only Sakanas Ayin. Based on this Sakanas Ayin halacha, everybody, almost everybody, even though you are against transplant of a variety of limbs for one reason or the other, but the Rabbanut was very, Rav Osterman was already very makel with transplants of corneas. Why? Based on the fact that Shita Satoisus is that the loss of eyesight is treated kisakanas nefashos, based on the fact that when you can't see, you subject yourself to all types of possible dangers. But sakanas aver, you're going to lose a foot, you're going to lose a hand, is not considered darshas shabbos. Of course, it would be considered sufficient to exempt you from sukkah. That type of, it's hush pain if you have a headache, or you have trouble seeing a little, you know, your eyes are bothering you, you're exempt from sukkah. So if you're injured to the point that you're going to lose a limb, obviously it's just a sukkah, but I'm talking about Tosfos's point, sakanas eiver, and that's the way the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskens. Sakanas eiver is not doicha es haShabbos. So I mentioned you at the end, I rushed through it. Reb Chaim disagreed with the psak in the Mechaber, and he said, every potential loss of limb carries with it the risk of infection. Every single possible loss of limb carries the risk of infection, and infection, by definition, is sakanas nefashos. And he told his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that when he went to Chatz Lavitch, to Lavitch town, to become a Rav, he said, you're a man, you know how to learn, you can paskin any way you want, except one area I ask you to accept my tzak without thinking about it. That you will paskin that you're allowed to be doiches haShabbos for sakanas haever and not in paskin against the mechaber. Just telling you, that's the Rav quoted that many times. The grandfather over paskin against the mechaber, and he demanded that his father, and because he believed, as opposed to a Tosfos formulates it, sakanas ayin, the Rav Chaim believed sakanas haever is doiches haShabbos, not just sakanas ayin. Okay, let me get invited. Now we're going to have to see the next major machloikis concerning Chayla. Read a little of the Gemara, though. We'll read till the end of the sugya. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Pam achas chashti be'enai be'kesari, v'hiti Reb Yossi b'rebi lishon, Ani umisham shai chutz l'sukka. So, yeah. Now, what is the reason
Vayachola and the Mishamesh is, why is the Mishamesh Patam in Asukah?
Take
what? So is this a practical consideration or is it a halakhic consideration?
It's both. Because you want
what halakha would you quote? What Isaac? Isaac for mitzvah, Patam in a mitzvah. Good. That's one exemption. Let's take a look at Rashi. I think Rashi says it. No, he doesn't say it. He doesn't say why. Okay. But many Rishonim say black on white that the reason why a chole is popular, in fact, I think you have it in your sheet here, if I'm not mistaken, this is the population end. Yes, yeah, Sif Gimel. Huh? I don't even read it. It's the second line in the middle. Cholim u'misham sheim p'tur min asukah v'lo cholim sheyesh b'sakana ela afilu chosh b'rosho chosh b'eino. V'yesh mi she'omer she'ein ha'mishamshin p'turim ela b'shah she'hacholet tzorich lohem. Okay? Some say that the mishamshin are only exempt when they're actually attending. But if the chola happens to be sleeping and they want to eat lunch, they now have to go back into the sukkah. So now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and he will give us some of the information here. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Vav. Cholim, Mishum Dechsiv, Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. The Imhoya Lo Zeha Choli, Kol Hashana, Lo Hoyahol Yoshev Beveso Dafka, Elo Hoyaholech Lemokam Shineka Lo Lechol Yo. Good. So why is the Chola himself exempt from Sukkah? Why? Because Teshu came in his own house, if he wasn't comfortable with a headache, laying in his house, where would he go? He would go someplace else where he is comfortable. That's why he is. Umisham Sheyen Pturin, Lefi Sheyen Oiskin B'mitzvah, Dechol HaOisik B'mitzvah, Patam in HaMitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly quotes those who claim, and it is a machloikis achroinim here, and he clearly quotes that the reason why you are patur is based on the halacha of what? Oisik b'mitzvah patam in HaMitzvah. This happens to be the Levush's svara, that it's Oisik b'mitzvah patam in HaMitzvah. Fine. So to Rabbeinu Chananel said, yes. Yeah. So it's not really a din in Hilchos Sukkah. What is it? It's a general halacha of Isaac ben Mitzvah, Patam in HaMitzvah. Isaac ben Mitzvah, Patam in HaMitzvah. And so too the Rabbeinu Chananel, Davav Omur Aleph in Maseches Chagiga, claims that's why Chana did not go to make Aliyah L'Regel with her husband Elkanah after Shmuel was born. Why did she not go to make Aliyah L'Regel? Because Shmuel was a little schwach, he was a little weak, and the mother had to take care of him. So she is Pater because she was being mishamish, the little baby, the choyla, and therefore a super mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. However, not everyone agrees with the Levush cited by the Mishnah Berurah. Some say that the halacha is not based on Oisik b'mitzvah patam in HaMitzvah, but rather based on the following halacha.
I'll quote you, I should have quoted this on the Shulchan Aruch because he quotes the Pesukei Teshuva, who says as follows, Mi sheniskar l'kahal lios meshamesh l'cholin, somebody, his heart, he's got a job. The kehila has hired him. What is his job? You have a kehila, sorry, he's a rabbi, and a shamus, and a balkoira, and a chazan. They hire a guy who visits the sick, takes care of the people who are ill. Such a person is patur min asuka. Okay? So he was asked, the Shvus Yaakov, the Tishkish called the Shvus Yaakov, is he obligated at least to go and be makbid on the first night of Sukkot, to at least the Kesayis and the Sukkot? Should he at least go for that? What would you say if it's Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? Would you say that on the first night you would have to go ahead and why? And eat in the sukkah? Of course not. Isaac b'mitzvah, you patur min ha-mitzvah.
End of discussion.
So now, here, the Pesukei Teshuva says, the question was asked, and here is the answer which he gave. And he said, you don't. Mipnei shehu muskar l'shamesh l'chol tzorche ha-chole. V'in yelech l'suka hevelei mitzta'er bitza'ar ha-chole shedato alav tamid v'lachein patur. Ach balaylo harishon shegan mitzta'er chayav chayav leches l'chol b'suka. Therefore, says the Pesukei Teshuva the following. I don't believe that Meshamshei Sukkah are what? A Patur based on Isaac from Mitzvah, Patur and Amitzvah. What are they? They're Mitzvah. What are they? They see that a person is suffering. They're suffering. And when you empathize with somebody, you share in their suffering. So if I am going to what? Go away, leave them for a minute, and go into the sukkah, what's going to happen to my mind? What's going to be running through my mind? I'm only going to be worried, what happens? Does he need me? Does he need me? Therefore, I'm exempt from sukkah because of mitzvah. For this reason, he concluded, that on the first night of sukkah, where we know that Mitzta'er is Chayiv Mitzukah, because we passed it like the Ramah against all those we shine in. Therefore he ruled on the first night, he's got to take a break for 5 minutes, go to the Sukkah, eat his Kezias of bread, and then he can come back and be exempt for the rest of Sukkot due to his Mitzta'er criteria.
Maybe it's not his Mitzta'er, although it's really the Mitzta'er of the patients. He's not available, they have more Mitzta'er. And therefore it's really the star of the
interesting. Interesting. So you're saying it's the star of the patient. So it's going to increase his star. Okay, maybe. Because the chayim is more mitzvah,
and therefore I get more anxious than I'm causing him.
Okay, fine. Okay, but it's the same thing. It's anxiety.
Right.
Correct. You just ask what's the trigger.
Right.
It's more exact, but you can see it's not Isaac for mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. And the difference now is whether mishamshin apatam on the first night of Sukkah. If you believe it's Isaac for mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, so then gam kein the first night of Sukkah, choylin and mishamshin apatam. But if you believe it's mitzta'er, then the first night of Sukkot, the mishamshin has to go ahead and be and participate as well. No doubt about it. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, the last phrase in the Ramah. What happens if you have a chola who's sleeping right now? Chola's sleeping. What would you now say? Here it's the reverse. If it's Isaac for mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, and right now the chola's sleeping, am I being Isaac for mitzvah? No, the chola's sleeping in his bed. I'm sitting here watching ESPN. Why should I go on to the supper? So if the Ptur is Isaac for mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, it's only b'sha'ah sh'mishamshin et acholah. But if it's a halachin mitzta'er, if it's mitzta'er, even if the chayim is sleeping, if I'm going to go out into the sukkah, what's going to happen? Oh my God, is he going to wake up? What happens if he wakes up suddenly? So it will have the exact opposite effect in relationship all sukkahs, whether or not you will be, whether the mishamesh will be chayiv in sukkah based on what? Based on the fact if he is not sleeping. So the Meiri quotes the following. He quotes both opinions. Chachmei lunel potrim rak be'eis shetzrichim lachola. All Chachmei Lunel said that Mishamshin are only when they are actually servicing. The Ein Libi Misyasheva. I, says the Meiri, can't accept this. Shaham Mishamshin Ein Yodim Matai Mishamshin Bizmano. You don't know when you're going to be needed. So it's this anxiety level, and therefore you'd be put through the entire sukkah based on the fact that what? That it happens to be that you're mitzayer. So if you believe that the ptur is mitzayer, all sukkahs you can gain an exemption even though the chayil is sleeping. If it's isik for mitzvah, you potter all sukkahs only if you are being mishamish. But on the first night, it's the reverse. If the ptur is isik for mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah, you're exempt even the first night. If the Ptur in general is mitzayer, then the first night you'd be chayiv at least to run away, eat one kezias in the sukkah, and then go back to attend to the right.
Good. How is this different from the guy who's traveling, who is traveling to do a mitzvah, and he is pater, you know?
Avi, that's an excellent point. That was only Rashi's opinion. Right? Rashi said that when you're traveling to do Pidyon Shvuyim, and you went to Motel 6, and you're watching ESPN. So obviously nobody agrees with Rashi, because Lahalacha we don't agree with Rashi. So these, the Meiri, Chachmei Lunel, will not say. You're right, according to Rashi, Chayle, who is Mishamesh, even though he's not actually being Mishamesh, but he's waiting, he'd be talking. 100%. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Based on this, the fact that it may not be Isaac but mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah, says the Meiri, I'll prove to you that I'm right. I'll prove it. Look at the Mishnah and tell me why I'm right. Tell me why I'm right, says the Meiri. Tell me why the Chachmei Lunel are wrong. Look at the Mishnah. I'm chafed. Tell me why I'm right. Why am I right? What? Say sharper. If the Ptur of Cholin is Isaac for mitzvah, potam and mitzvah, I have to mention every single case of Isaac for mitzvah on this planet. If Cholin will be shamshem of Ptur because of Isaac for mitzvah, it already says Isaac for mitzvah, potam and mitzvah. How do I know it says that? Because it says shluchei mitzvah, Ptur and asukah. Says the Meiri, since the Mishnah must articulate or does articulate both Turim, apparently the two separate categories. Shluchei mitzvah, Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. Cholu b'misham she'en is the Ptur of mitzta'er. That's what the Meiri says. Well, we're getting right there.
In all the cases that we've learned, that includes the first night. There's no chilek between the first night and the other night.
That's correct. Isik the mitzvah, patam and mitzvah is not overridden by the hekish kezvah. That's correct. Right. That's agreed upon by everybody. I'm again right. Rav Shara l'Rav Acha Bardala l'mikna b'kilta b'sukkah mishum beki. Rav allowed Rav Acha Bardala to sleep under Kilat Chasanim the sukkah because of the mosquitoes. Does anybody remember what Kilat Chasanim is? That's correct. It's the two poles, There was a net on top of it, and the net was, and it was 10 tefachim high. The halacha is, there's a machloek, but the halacha is that you can't be yotzei your sukkah under such circumstances. Why can't you be yotzei your sukkah under such circumstances? Because you're sleeping in the tent and not in the sukkah. If it was less than 10 tefachim, we remember where the Gemara said, you can't. Because less than 10 tefachim is not considered oil aroi, so therefore you are sleeping in the sukkah. But once it is 10 tefachim high, you're not sleeping underneath what? The sukkah underneath the schach, you're sleeping underneath that. So Rav allowed Rav Acha Barzala to sleep in a sukkah, in a tent, because of the mosquitoes. Because of the mosquitoes. Very nice. So now take a look at Tosfos.
The mosquitoes don't change the character. I mean, it's just because the... So why sleep in the tent? Why not let him sleep outside?
Oh, that's the kasha which we show you and ask. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't ask it, but you'll see he's alluding to it. Tosfos mishum beki. For af al pi shebeperek hamadorash rabba barafuna. Mutar lishon bekilas chasanim, af al pi sheyesh lo gag, v'af al pi shegova asara. Even though on daf yudal, Rabba Bar Avuna said that you are permitted to sleep under such a canopy, even though it has a roof, even though it is 10 tefachim high, nonetheless, ein halacha k'rabbah, halacha is against him, kidei pirash tisha. So the Ritva takes it one step further and he says, Yehuda's kasha. So why did Rav tell Rav Acha Barzala to sleep in the tent? Why did he just tell him to go upstairs, go to the house and go to sleep? The point here is telling us about Mitzar, Patam and Achutah. That's the story. We're not quoting here, this is a flashback to what? To the discussion whether Tilas Chassanim is okay or not. So he wanted to tell him that he's exempt. Okay, put the net over here. So what are you sleeping in the sukkah for? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva answers, he says very well, that Rav may have paskin against Rabba. May have paskin, that Rabba was wrong. But there are times when a posek has a right to rely on a shikas yachid when there happens to be what? A need for it. It's a very important principle. That you can have a shita which has been thoroughly rejected. Almost all Rishayim and Paskin against Rabba Barakul. Almost all. But the shita does exist. That you're allowed to sleep in a sukkah with a what? With a netting, despite the fact that it's 10 tefachim high, despite the fact that it has a roof, and you have a kind of it's a sukkah. You're allowed to sleep in such a sukkah. So instead of telling, even though the halacha may have been against him, and under those circumstances you would think I might as well go into the house already, no. Rav specifically said, you know what, there is such a das yachid, so we can avoid, we can paskin like the das yachid because of these extenuating circumstances. And that's a very important principle, that a posek enjoys the right to apply a certain shita in an extenuating circumstance due to the specifics of this particular case. We know that paskin do that, that's what a great paskin does. He takes it upon himself to rely often, not often, but occasionally, upon a shita, they said it. There's a famous case of the Netziv. A very famous story of the Netziv. Where the Netziv was given shir, and he discussed this case which the Nekev, the Kurp Gabon, there was a little hole in the, in the what?
The
shechita. Yeah, we do the shechita, exactly. And he said that 99.9% of all Rishonim say it's awesome, it's straight. No doubt. No, straight. Then he gives the shir. You have to pass them straight. A lady knocks on the door 5 minutes later, shows him this exact chicken with a thing, and he passed him that it was mutter. So all the Talmidim said, Zebi, What do you... You just gave us a shir. And you told us that it's 100% treifa. He said, yeah, I know. But there's this one shita in the world, forget who we quoted, who says that it's okay. And I didn't have the heart to tell this lady who doesn't have any chickens to throw out the whole chicken. I didn't have the heart to do so. And he paskin, he wrote that he paskin again, you know, based on the paskin against all Rishayim, or everybody, relying on that one shita who said that it was okay. You can do that. And that's what some say he did. Second case.
So what was the point? In other words, he was really... Yotze,
he's giving him a heter to be yotze the mitzvah sukkah with a shita zechuya. No, but why did he pass? Because of his
messiah.
Okay, but if I can, if it's etcha mekayim shneyan, if I can say, you know what, you can be mekayim, and you won't be messiah, because he has got the neck will protect him from the mosquitoes. The net will put that, but he won't be the kind of mitzvah sukkah. But according to Rabbi Barakum, he will be the kind of mitzvah sukkah. So even though the halach is against him, I'll take my chances with Rabbi Barakum, because at least I have a half a chance that he's the kind of mitzvah sukkah. Otherwise, I can send him upstairs. Because otherwise, the question which they would raise, why didn't he just tell him to go into his house? Why did he tell him to put up a kilas chasanim in order to exempt him from the mitzvah sukkah? Just send him home, because that's the sukkah. The answer is, because if you can have a shita dechuya, it's better than going in the house. I'm again right there. Rava sharole l'rab acha bar ada l'migna bar mimitalalta. Rava allowed rab acha bar ada to sleep out of the sukkah, bar meaning out, mimitalalta from the sukkah, mishum sircha degargishta, based on the smell of what happened was the floor was made with some type of what is this, gargishta, burnt something?
White sand.
Okay, it had a bad smell. Now, Rava Litame, the Omar Mitzar Pata Menasukah. As the Gemara of Anan Tanan, Cholinu Misham Sheim Ptur Menasukah, Chola in Mitzta'er lo. Where did you come up with this business of Mitzta'er? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Mitzta'er, it says Chola. Answers the Gemara Amri. Chola hu umisham shav p'turin. Mitzta'er hu patur misham shav lo. So now, in this case, he allowed him to sleep in the sun. He allowed him to sleep out of the sun. So based on what we said tonight, Rabotai, what question do you have to ask on Rava? Now, forget about Rava. You have to ask the question on, what's his name? Rav Acha bar Ada. What question will you ask Rav Acha bar Ada? The floor of the sukkah was this white powder that stunk.
He could never sleep there. So according to the opinion, he couldn't be out there.
Why did he build the sukkah there? Why do you build a sukkah there? So you exempt him by starting? So many Rishonim answer that when you put the floor down, it didn't smell at all. Didn't. But what happened? Either when it got wet, so it rained once, then it started to smell. So therefore, under those circumstances, the sukkah in itself was kosher, except that now it smelled. So you told him, what can you do? Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. That's exactly what he says.
Can you build a sukkah there if you know that it's going to get wet?
Okay, he didn't. Again, he didn't know that this was going to happen. He did not know.
Again, but the person who built the sukkah.
Okay, that's a good question. I didn't explore that well. What happens if you build your sukkah? It's perfectly okay, but will only change as a result of possibility of rain. Possibility of rain. I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, right. It might be the same thing. If a ruach is going to come and knock it down, we say that the sukkah is no good. Even though right now it's very calm. Ruach mitsuya. So would you say gishamim a mitsuyim in Eretz Yisrael on the yontif of sukkahs? What would you say? You're there often enough. What would you say?
Sometimes.
Is that the Tzuya? You say it's possible to have rain on Sukkot in Israel? It did? Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't happen very often.
No.
It doesn't happen very often. So maybe that's why he felt it was okay. He didn't think it was Mitsuya. But that's the Iker. And now it also makes sense why a Mitzta'er, his Mishamshin Achayit. Why is a Mitzta'er Mishamshin Achayit? Because they're not doing a mitzvah. There's no way to exempt them. You know, well, what? This guy, he's worried about bees. That's why I shouldn't eat the sukkah. I'm not worried about bees. So it makes clear sense that if you believe that a chola is based on oisik b'mitzvah, patam and amitzvah, we understand what a mishamshin are a patam. But if you believe that, but a mitzvah is not oisik b'mitzvah, and as a result, it only applies to the mitzvah, not necessarily his attendants. So hayoytze b'dvareinu tonight. We saw two important things. One, the machloikis about Heshu came to Duru. Is it a halacha in the Gavra or in the Cheftza? And that was the machloikis seen the Mordechai and then the Chacham Tzvi, and how it applies to the machloikis of Ayin Rava, and then the machloikis concerning Cholin, whether it's based on Isaac for Mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah, or Mitzvah. The difference would be two differences. One, if it's not the first night. Two, if it should be the first night would be a difference. Two, all other days of Yom Tov, Bizman, Shehachole, Yoshein, and you're not being Mishamish Bechole at that particular minute. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the next thing about Achilus Aroi, Chutz the Sukkah.